Now it's time for Moments That Motivate with humorist Tim Lovelace.
A few years ago, my wife and I decided to buy our girls a trampoline for Christmas. I never owned a trampoline as a child, but I did have a bed to jump on. Actually, bunk beds, so I hurt my head. Now, the size of the box the trampoline came in was surprisingly small, but extremely heavy, which meant one thing. There were a lot of small pieces inside. I read the three infamous words on the side of the box, and shivers went up my spine. Some assembly required. When I opened the box, a million parts rolled across the floor. There were springs and things like washers and rings and whatchamacallits galore. The manual looked like an old New York City phone book. I was just thankful that I had my father-in-law, Bill Dawn, to help translate instructions like attach piece W3-63 to bracket 9-ZL. All I realized was I had enough parts to allow me choices. I could either assemble a trampoline or a Boeing 757. Well, after several hours of calculations and hard work, we finally completed the project. If you ever decide to assemble a trampoline, I have some critical advice for you. Don't install the springs too tightly, because when I gave the trampoline a test bounce, I also waved to the astronauts inside the International Space Station. In life, every one of us is in the daily process of working on ourselves. We all could be wearing t-shirts that say, a lot of assembly required. It's reassuring to know we have the greatest manual, the Bible, with clear instructions on how to build our lives.
To learn more about humorist, speaker, and storyteller Tim Lovelace, or to find out when Tim will be in your area, go to timlovelace.com and be sure to follow Tim on social media.